and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air today, the 28th of, well, it's over 10 years on the air, here, the 28th of April, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage, our frontline defense. And we have Ashley at the helm today. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Superhero Day.
Well,
I think that we have a different definition of that now.
I think so. There are no longer people that can throw or catch a football that are out there as our national superheroes. Some sad news is that the emergency room physician, one of the lead fighters against the COVID-19 in New York, committed suicide over the weekend. Yeah, with very tragic. And she had caught it herself, and then had been under treatment for like a week and a half, and she went down, her parents took her down to Virginia to kind of like, you know, decompress. And she took her own life. How sad is that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when frontline people see that, my daughter's a nurse, and she says it gets, you know, it's sad. I mean, she hasn't been in the COVID-19, but when you're dealing with people on a regular basis, it has to affect you.
Quite a bit of emotional fortitude.
Yeah. So, our thoughts go out to the family. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. That's so sad.
Absolutely.
What's the weather look like this week?
We are looking at a high of 92 degrees today. Today is the peak of the warming trend, so we are definitely breaking 90. They were estimating a little higher yesterday, and I'm looking at the models. I'm more inclined to go with yesterday's estimate of 95 than 92 is what it is currently. But we're going to have more clouds going into the night, which means we should have a fantastic sunset. And then tomorrow morning, we will have a low of 60 degrees and then 87 tomorrow. So we're getting slightly cooler as the week progresses on to a high of 79 with a slight chance of showers on Saturday.
Ooh, okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney have done so much to support our community, including feeding all the medical personnel over at the VA and the main VA clinic and the two satellite clinics the other day, last week. So big shout out to them. Get your propane from a company that cares. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. An answer real quick to one of the questions, what's the scoop with the new ammo laws? Well, as you know, the judge down in San Diego put an injunction about how we buy our ammo and said you don't need to go through all these background checks, and that got started. And then the Ninth Circuit Court put an injunction on his injunction, put a stay on his injunction. So we could no longer, and people that were out automatically going out and buying ammo or getting emails back saying, sorry, we can no longer ship ammo to California. So unlike the last time when millions of magazines were bought, standard capacity magazines were bought, they got him this time. They didn't know what to do last time, but they were, I guess, ready this time. People have asked, you know, we've had a lot of people on talking about the COVID-19. From the health, you know, health officials, the Health and Human Services, we've looked at this from a lot of different ways. But we haven't looked at it from the way, is COVID-19 really the emergency that we've had? And we have two people with us today, Lori Bridgeford, who's calling in. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. And Rich Gallardo, they've been looking at this a lot, too, and they've got questions. And as you know, tomorrow we're having Stanford, one of the doctors from Stanford that did the study on Santa Clara, saying is that it's much more widespread than we possibly believed. That it could be that the death rate we're suffering here my guest is coffee. I'm sitting, I ordinarily wouldn't, but I'm going to spray him with Lysol in a second here. Anyway, there's many schools of thought about this. And let's start with Lori, because Lori, you were one of the first people when we had the doctor on that was treating the COVID-19 patients here. And the questions were about the, hydrochlorothiazide or whatever that was. And, chloroquine, sorry. And you brought up another one, and he had heard of that, and that was showing great promise. And I haven't heard of that lately, but they were using it in Chicago with great promise. But so Lori's done a lot of background on this. So Lori, let's start with you. Your thoughts on the COVID-19.
Yeah, it's extremely complicated, and I'll just let people know I'm not in the medical field. I'm not an epidemiologist, a virologist. I am a very concerned citizen journalist, as they call them, people who do, investigate and look things up and, cross-check and verify. It's getting harder, as most people that do that kind of research are finding. There's so much censorship, so that always, create some doubt and wonder as to what's going on with the official narrative. So, quite frankly, I think we all started to wonder, what's the deal with wearing a mask or don't wear a mask? Get outside and get some sunshine and vitamin D versus, stay inside, or people will snitch on you and you can't be in the parks. Why'd they close the state parks? Why can't a person surf out in the ocean? I mean, the inconsistencies would be coming just insane. So, that was kind of for me.
Why can you line up in Lowe's and in Home Depot, even though you're separated? But a lot of people go in there and then not be able to go sit on the beach.
I'm sorry. And who's considered an essential worker to be out and about versus not? And the whole ventilator, freak out over, Governor Cuomo just flipping out because he's demanding and having a meltdown. And then when they come to discover that there are plenty, they just haven't been, accessible or whatever, protocols were messed up. So now we're ending up giving those away. We had two big military ships come in and barely used. There's just so much going on with the padding, the fraud, and the death certificate issue. So that's kind of my why I'm kind of part of the conversation.
Okay. And then I also have Rich Gallardo here. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Excuse the coughing. It's allergy season.
Yeah, I know. We know. I understand that. Plus the fact I'm going to spray you with Lysol. I'm going to put myself into a hermetic seal here. Your thoughts on this? You also are thinking this is overblown.
Yeah, let me give you my quick background. I'm retired military police, served all my time here in the state of California. So not only did I enforce federal laws and regulations at many levels, I also enforce California laws and regulations at many levels. Believe it or not, the federal government doesn't have laws for everything. So,
don't tell them that.
Yeah. Well, so anyways, over 21 years in the service, I'm very attuned at reading laws, regulations, interpreting them, and then I'd be able to enforce them because, I was not going to force something that, I wasn't sure I could do. So been doing this for a long time. And, so my background, is that, in respect to what we're going to talk about today, regulations, laws, constitutions, et cetera.
So we're going to be looking at this in two different ways and kind of on the discrepancies and some of the things that are going on, how bad is COVID-19, all the loss of rights under the new dictates coming down. But we're going to take a quick break now so we can get started on this and start going. But this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air is a premier company here in town. If you want somebody to touch your HVAC, outstanding service. They've been doing this for over 25 years. They've been voted best in the North State. We use them, and we have nothing but the highest accolades for Pam and Martin and all the people out there at Alliance Heating and Air. They show up on time. They do the job. They are neat. so that you don't have to worry about having to pick something up later. They know what they're doing. Like I said, any type of heating or cooling systems. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. But you might be looking at the fact we're going up in the 90s now and it's going to be up to the 100 soon. If you haven't had your HVAC system taken a look at, the thermostat and all this, you need to have that done. Get those filters cleaned, especially after everything that's been going on over the last couple of years. So give them a call. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have a question or a comment here. Today is the 28th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, one of those essential businesses that may have sold out totally of all their guns during this last couple of months of craziness. But this is the only place I go to buy a gun. Bastiani Arms. Their customer service is just outstanding. They know what they're doing. They're friendly. And they've got everything I've always wanted. when I wanted to buy a gun or accessories or ammo or any of that stuff. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. You might give them a call at 222-8222 and check on their open status. But this is, don't forget that this is a local business that's been here also for about 10 years. John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. I'm with Lori Bridgeford and Rich Gallardo, and this is the, you know, we're, you know, that as more time goes on, there's more questions, more and more questions. So, Lori, let's go back to you. Where do you want to go to now on this?
I think I'll just enhance with what I said previously, that the inconsistencies are just being so obvious. We've got the clerks at various stores. They may wear a mask. They might have gloves on. They might wear those gloves all day, touch everything, touch the cash, touch the credit card, touch. And it's just like, it's just this false illusion because the gloves are usually a one-time thing, and then you take them off and you go to either the next patient or whatever is going on. So that, to me, is just kind of a like a false sense of security. We have, what, six new symptoms that have been revealed the other day? The now they're adding chills and shaking, a sore throat, muscle pain. What flu does that where it just has a completely different picture of presentation? I don't like how it's going to the vaccine track. When, how do you vaccinate something that's mutating? It's dormant. The testing procedure, the man that developed that, it was never meant to be a diagnostic test, binary, meaning a yes or a no. Many doctors are coming forward saying this is a hypoxic oxygen issue. It's not a virus. It's just perplexing. Very brave doctors are coming forward. If people are have access to the computers, to go check Dr. Rashid Buttar, B-U-T-T-A-R. He's been interviewed on Gary Franchi and profound YouTubes. I just couldn't take enough notes. So is your guest tomorrow Scott Atlas, Dr. Scott Atlas?
No, it is. It's Dr. Andrew Bogan.
Okay.
He's he's got a PhD in microbiology and has been studying this. He, in fact, has a business that he's been fighting the flu. Has been, you know, because he thinks the flu itself is a very serious problem that we still face here in the United States.
Yeah.
And that this one he believes is, and from what it's not just him, it's like 16, 17 other doctors and PhDs that have been looking at this, is that it's a lot more widespread, and if it's that much more widespread, it's not as deadly. And do we need to react the way we have?
There you go.
And this has been,
the death certificate, why were these doctors getting this memo on how to conduct a death certificate for COVID, and that they didn't have to perform a test? They could put pending or suspected. You never do that. You always put facts, facts, facts only on a death certificate, and then if there's, you know, some other issues with an autopsy or whatever, you can, you know, add to that later. They had to reinvent a new what do you call it, ICD code. It's just a mess at this point. And meanwhile,
you do, wait a minute. Let me ask a question here. Do you believe there is a COVID-19 though?
I believe there's absolutely a pathogen that has been unleashed or designed in a bioweapon lab, and they needed to have something to take this massive control, pad, inflate. Look at the hype in the beginning with all these empty lineups when people were first kind of stressed not, thank you, the media, mass media, mainstream media, and these people were going around filming, and there's like not one person there. It was crickets, all these tents. You know, all these things that were being erected based on the modeling by Fauci, which, again, there's a lot of issues with that person. He goes way back to the HIV issues, and he has patents, royalties. He's partners with Burks and Bill Gates. So why is Bill Gates a part of this situation? Many people have looked him up and know what his agenda is all about. So we have lots of issues. I'm a therapist, clinician, MFT.
Do you think there's anything to the story that because Trump was pretty much beating up on China and had, gotten new trade, the new trade restrictions and having them agreeing to things, that the Chinese looked at it as the only way they could take, and this is just, I'm just hearing a theory out here.
That's a valid question, and there's a lot of moving parts in all of this, because you can look at, well, what was the World Military Games back in October? Why was there a new vaccine that was being done in Wuhan? Why is Wuhan going massively deployment with 5G towers? This would explain some of these very odd symptoms that go on and off. People, like, they recover, quote-unquote, and then they get sick again. Sometimes they're so sick that, you know, it's not as bad. Sometimes it's mortal. So we're suffering. Before we get back to your other guest, I want to hear about where he sees
yeah,
some of this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to him right now. Okay, so, Rich, you know, one of the things is, even if you don't, or, you know, even if you don't agree or disagree about the COVID-19, the results of the COVID-19 have stepped all over our constitutional rights. Is
yeah,
that correct?
Absolutely. So both the U.S. and the state constitution, they guarantee us a republican form of government. They guarantee our individual civil liberties and our rights enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They guarantee a separation of powers where the governor is not allowed to make laws because he's an executive, he's not a legislator. And unfortunately, the most of the public, and I was in public school also, we don't get the education with our founding principles. And those principles are what made this the best country on earth. And it still is the best country. Some may debate that, but I still think it is. And we can take this country back. And this ties in with the public's response to this, to the government edicts, the government rules regarding this pandemic. Our founders had pandemics. They had plagues. They had et cetera, et cetera. None of that was put into the Constitution, the Declaration, the vote, not, viruses are nowhere to be found there. The reason is they have no bearing on our individual rights.
Yeah, there was nothing in there that said these are yours unless there's a pandemic.
Did you see Bill Barr's public press release yesterday?
And he's
going to start looking into
it.
This.
Yeah.
Say, hey, okay. And, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in that gentleman, unfortunately, but I hope he does some good things.
What he's talking about is Attorney General Barr has said that he's going to have his attorneys throughout the states, his federal attorneys, looking at the loss of people's rights on two restrictive measures that are going on. We'll see what happens with that. Do you look at it? You're looking at it right now as a trampling on our rights.
Absolutely.
I've used this term before, and you've listened, I'm sure, about social contracts that we have with each other. Mm-hmm. My social contract with you is that I'm going to distance myself. They've said we want to shelter in place, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I've got a better deal because I have a, quote, essential business. My people are still working, and so it's not impacting on me, like it is, say, on, gosh, so many of my friends. But the social contract is I'm going to protect you like you're going to protect me. Do you believe in that? I mean, do you see this as a viable way of handling this as opposed to draconian measures?
And I want to make a distinction. The social contract that you're speaking of, a social civil contract, that is absolutely separate from the Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is a contract between the states and a compact among the states. So,
but the final part of that is that lasts until I see no end.
Correct. But
and then it starts breaking down.
Correct. But, you know, getting back to what you
right.
said, and I agree the draconian measures none of these should be happening. If people were more educated in our founding principles, our founding documents, people would not be responding how they are because you don't know what you don't know, if that makes any sense. So they don't know their rights. So how can they defend them?
I agree with that 100%.
Absolutely. And that's the problem we're having. And I, you know, not getting into conspiracy theories, I think we're under a huge test right now. This is a worldwide test, by the way. But this being the freest country on the planet, it still is. We have failed miserably. And now we're in a critical point in our country's history, and we have to turn this around. This is not going to be the last pandemic, and we need to respond appropriately at the next pandemic with the social contract to do everything appropriately, but also maintain our freedoms and liberties.
Now, the people, there are people, we got to take a break, but people are starting to protest, and it's starting, and I've, frankly, I was surprised it took that long. You know, it took over almost 3 weeks before people started going, hey, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
You know, we're just taking your word for everything, and we haven't really seen all the facts and just how much of our liberties can you take away. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's, the original and still the best. Specialized in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years, I said classic car parts, but he's kind of like backed off of that. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce, and over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Also the authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. That's Clyde's, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. You know, I don't think Clyde's is open, but if you call him at 221-4144 and doing your social contracting with him, you could probably pick up something there, or he'll be able to help you in a lot of different ways. Clyde's. We'll be right back with Rich Gallardo and Lori Bridgman.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You can hide your lion eyes. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. 605-4567 is our phone number. 60 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank that stood up and has been a real, really a beacon during this time frame. Helped a whole lot of people get that PPP. And now that the second wave is hit, they're out there helping again. These are people you can count on. Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations here in town at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and right there in the old Raley Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They also have a third branch in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Lori Bridgeford and Rich Gallardo. We're talking the other side of COVID-19. And Lori, you know, when you see things like people starting to say, you know what, this is enough of this, and you start seeing rallies, and you start seeing people standing up and saying, we've had enough of this. What's your thoughts on that?
It seems completely normal to me that when people are feeling like they've lost all control and things are not adding up and they're looking at the deceit and the corruption with has been around for a long time in the political realm, the medical realm, education, you name it, and it makes sense that people would want a voice, and peacefully, I'm not about, you know, what Antifa or anything like that,
yeah.
But just that they just are demanding answers, and I give praise to the doctors and nurses coming forward. There's one nurse that had her friend go on YouTube saying she was a traveling nurse, went to the New York area, and she was just shocked that they're not answering code calls, they're not giving blood, they're FBI will raid if you want to do a IV vitamin C. If you're cold, need a blanket, no one's going to come and check on your room. You're not getting normal nursing assessment. They'll put the tubes for your machines, you know, as long as can be so they don't have to suit up, if you will, and go check on them. So a lot of people are saying avoid the hospitals if you can. Stay at home, you know. And for people that are asking about these tests, I would caution this. We don't know what is at the tip of the swab. And they're penetrating this very deeply up your nose, and they're taking your DNA. So some people have an issue with that. And then we're not sure what's being deposited way up there, and then it can drop down your throat and so forth into the lung area. So this is the whole trauma thing of ABC airway. Lungs are a target for this particular SARS and HIV genetically engineered, you know, pathogen. And maybe it's just been a small quantity, but that's what they needed is just enough to work the magic, if you will, so they can manipulate and have the grander agenda of controlling and manipulating. Look at the homeschool issue. Look how many parents are straddled with, you know, high-need, high-risk kids, or if they've got elderly grandparents, and those are the high-risk people as far as having underlying conditions. So this is another way to, I think, just completely collapse the family financially, spiritually, emotionally. How many couples can handle you know, who's going to take over? It's changing everything. So that's my thought. Is even Abbott Lab came out the other day. Hahn, the leader, Stephen Hahn, head person, said that LabCorp is going to do a home test. And if you're a front-end worker or, you know, in the industry, you can have that. Anyone else, it might cost $119, I'm reading. I'm looking. I was at their own website the other day. But there's 90 tests out there that are unvetted. They're only approving four. So this is just unraveling, Carl and Richard. It's just so time-consuming to try to get the facts, and then what happens when they suddenly change something or they take it back or walk it back. So if you are not sick and you're a healthy person, I personally would not suggest getting this test because of the false positives. It can be 80% false positives. Why would you want that on your medical records?
Okay, so your bottom line on this is that it's overblown and that the test could contaminate you?
It's overblown on the death certificates because they need those numbers for fear and panic. That is how you're going to control people. And they're going to use the media like they always do. Trump administration has been bombarded by the media, you know, beating him up every time they can. If he would learn to kind of pull in a little bit, he wouldn't give him so much to work with, but that's another topic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that's kind of my whole take, and they're using the celebrities and actors. I do not believe everyone that's proclaiming that they tested positive. You can test positive, by the way, if you've had annual flu shots or the trivalent one for the seniors, the super-duper extra dose. Look at the adjuvants, folks, of what they're putting in these things. They've been increasing it forever and a day. Toxic elements, aluminum and mercury, aborted fetal cells, animal cells, formaldehyde. These are tragic. Why? What happened to just saline? This makes no sense. So, again, these celebrity actors are a part of it. The Olympics back in 2012, London, they had this horrible opening ceremony. So was it predictive programming? Many people think so. They were predicting a plague. All these little kids in beds, and the LED lights were on top of their beds, and then the nannies popped in. Nanny state, get it? The government's going to help them take care of the kids. If they're after the kids, I don't know. But I wasn't happy hearing that these moms that were giving birth in January, February were being separated. Here, you've got to separate the baby from the mom. Okay, that's a crucial time. Where's the baby going?
Okay, hey, I'm going to move over to Rich, but before we leave today, somebody wanted to get more information from you and wanted to know if you have a YouTube or something, but we'll get information if people want to reach you, okay, at the end of the show. All right, hey, Rich, are we, is this something that has been touted by the media so hard, you know, the daily attacks on Trump, even though that, yeah, he does say some things that are strange. Is this a way to bring down Trump? Has this whole thing been magnified for that?
Well, I think the Democrats, they were out of playing cards. They tried to get him out of office so many different ways. I'm not going to go through them with our limited time. But they were out of cards. So there's people saying that this might be their next hand of cards that they're dealing out right now.
This is all they have left, huh?
And getting to the media, so we've had about 8 or 10 world pandemics since 2000 or so. Swine flu, avian flu, I go down the list.
H1N1.
Does anybody remember the media hype on those? I hear crickets. There was no media hype like it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Please ask yourself why that is. There's an answer, but I want everybody to think about that. And so can I tail on to a couple of federal things?
Sure.
And then I'd like to start talking about our county officials.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes, so
okay.
Before we have to take a break. So,
Attorney General Barr, what he's hopefully looking at, there's a U.S. code. It's a felony, deprivation of rights under color of authority. I listen to a lot of much smarter than I, constitutional attorneys and experts, Robert Barnes, Mark Levin, Chris Han Hall, Mark Miser, and a bunch. This federal code, a felony, to everybody's research, we don't think it's ever been charged or anybody's ever been arrested. Of course, if you do arrest a government official for that, I don't think we make prisons big enough. So that could be the reason. But I'm really hoping that the
You'd have to make Kansas a prison.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you remember that movie Escape from New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make something like that for those guys. So there's a reason that I digress a little. So, and on the federal side, the Homeland Security put out the essential businesses list.
Mm-hmm.
The very first page of that document in bold letters said this is guidelines only. That's not mandatory. It's up to the states to take this information into consideration, but everybody's treating it like gospel instead of guidelines recommendations. And that is a huge flaw.
And in fact, if you look at what Newsom's put out, he's used it as he said guidelines too, and yet we seem to be thinking is that these things are written in concrete.
Well, okay. Well, he can't. He has to call them guidelines because that's what the document says, or he'd be a liar. But his state executive order, okay, that's when he changes it from federal guidelines to state orders, and that's a problem. So that's it on the federal side. So
What about the county side?
Yeah, we'll have to finish this on the other side. But
no, we got time.
You've had a lot of county officials in here. And, you know, I've gone over the laws with regards to the health department, the state laws. I've gone over the laws ad nauseum, and I'm not going to do it here today. But our county health officials, they are under the thumb of the state. The state can take them over and direct them and order them to do things at a moment's notice with really no reason. And that's what's happening here. Butte County, public health official, as a matter of fact, just the other day, Danette York, Butte County, she even said they're waiting for state direction, advice, and instructions. And, quote, it has been made very clear to public health jurisdictions that we can decide to be more restrictive than a state order, but we cannot decide to be less restrictive. So she just quoted it. She said, yeah, we're being told what to do, how to do it, when to do it.
That's what I think Danelle Ewart said, is that they're talking every day to the people heading this up down in California, and I mean down in Sacramento, and that before they do things, they've got to get it signed off. But I think people now are starting to stand up. You're seeing the letter that came out from Senator Nielsen and Assemblyman Gallagher, signed by six counties and a number of cities there. So, hey, it's time to open up. We're up here in Northern California. And the county of Shasta has put together a group of people to how do we open up Shasta County. So now we'll take a break. This portion of Home Helpers is – or this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Ready and Home Helpers has been in the business over 16 years. They have a long and illustrious record of helping people, whether it's an hour a day or 24 hours a day. If you need some help, if the caretakers that you usually have are now can't come to your home, talk with Sharon Clark at 226-8350. She can help you with this. She'll give you a free consultation about how she can help you during this time frame. She has a real trained staff. They are extremely trained. They know what they're doing, and she knows what she's doing to help people through a time like this. Again, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:46 in the morning.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core 275-8162.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 60 degrees out there, sunny. Going up to 93 today here on the 28th of April, 7:50 in the morning. I'm here with Lori Bridgeford and Rich Gallardo. So, Lori, why don't you give me your last, you know, give me kind of a summation here. I mean, there's a lot of questions, and every day brings more questions in. Is it as bad as they say? Is it truly what you're hearing from many medical professionals?
Many medical professionals are coming forward, and it's looking like 0.02 or, 0.03, completely level with the past people that might have died from a seasonal, regular, common flu. So it's disturbing. I would ask people to do as much research and investigation as possible. Take a look at how much they're having us go online for your meetings or your kids' schooling. There's a lot of dangers with identity theft, people wanting their stimulus check or to, file the PPP paperwork for their small business, unemployment. There's so many traps that I would use all my smarts to be aware of that. And the 5G, would they be able to go into the state parks while they were conveniently closed for our protection and erect and set up more towers? Possible in my world, what I look at. So that's what I would ask. Be prepared, people. Take care of each other. We could easily have earthquakes here in California, the Cascadia. We could have more fires. We already had one the other day, Tehama County. This confounds and adds to the stress, and we're still recovering from the last fire. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. I hesitate on vaccines because HHS was sued by Bill Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy. That was not really covered in the news whatsoever. They were supposed to do safety studies for 30 years, and not one single study was ever done.
Hey, so, what do you think, Lori?
Not always safe and effective. Hey, Lori, my email. Would that sound okay?
Yeah, give people your email so they can reach out to you. And then I have a question for you.
That'd be fine. My name is Lori, L-O-R-I, last name Bridgeford, and my email is purificationritual, that's singular, no S, purificationritual@att.net.
Okay. And now, let me ask you about vaccines. It's going to take a year, they say, to get a vaccine. Is this the same type of vaccine that you see for, like, the flus, that it's, their best estimate?
It's hard to say because when you're under an emergency powers kind of thing, they can deliver any device, any medication, or a vaccine, and you cannot sue them for anything because it's, quote, fast-tracked. It's urgent. It's important. So that makes me question anything that they'll put together. Do I think they've been knowing how to rectify some of this? Of course I do. I think they've been working a lot. Fauci's got a huge history. I would hesitate. Look, shingles shots, pneumonia shots, there's all kinds of shots, and they're still wondering if this is not so smart for the body, whether you should just enhance your own immune system.
Okay.
And detox.
All right,
it's not your age so much. It's your condition, your toxic load, genetics, lifestyle, pre-existing. I can't stress that
enough. There's so many pre-existing conditions. Yes, you're right. Okay, I hate to rush you, but I got
thanks, Carl.
Huh?
I said thank you for having me.
Well, it won't be the last time because, there's lots of questions out there. And when we start swallowing everything the government's saying, then we're going to be just like that fish I hooked on Sunday. It's maybe a long fight, but they're going to eventually get me to the boat.
You have good shows on Sunday, Sovereign Minds and Jefferson. They've got some good guests and good people, all of it. So
we There's you know, we have all sides on this station, which is the way it's supposed to be. Okay. Thanks
right,
a lot,
thank
Lori.
You bet. Right, take care.
Hey, Jimmy, come on. What's your question here?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I had second. I got cut off or something or whatever, but no big deal. I had a weird experience yesterday. I called the Reading Police Department because I was wanting to have a garage sale. And I called them. I said, if I have a garage sale, are you guys going to give me a ticket or something? I mean, it sounds funny, but, you know, I'm like, you know, you never know.
You never know.
So they said they didn't know. Call the Shasta County Environmental Health. So, okay, I called Shasta County Environmental Health, and I said, is it, you know, can I get a ticket or a fine for having a garage sale during the shutdown? And the lady says, I don't know. Let me transfer you to our COVID-19 hotline. So I get transferred to this COVID-19 hotline, and I ask that person, and they couldn't tell me. And I'm thinking, geez, what are you doing here? But what was really odd is she wanted to take my name down for social tracking purposes. I'm like, what?
And
it was weird. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Did you give him Rich's name?
I was going to give him yours.
Oh, well, I'll take the bullet for you.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, the thing about it is I've heard other people have been having yard sales. So, I mean, but you know what? I look at it like this. I called, I asked, I got transferred twice, and nobody gave me the answer, so that must mean it's okay. Silence is consent.
Right. There
okay,
you go.
Buddy. And what kind of things you selling?
I got an extra drum set, okay. Some bunch of tools, you know.
Okay. Hey, look, I got to get back to the other guy. Jimmy, thanks so much for calling. Okay,
you
Rich, you are local. Our local officials, you're not real crazy about this.
No, we're almost out of time, so we're going to have to do like a free fire, rapid fire. Let's call it rapid fire.
Okay.
So, yeah, the county officials, there's lawsuits occurring all throughout the country against county officials, state officials, et cetera, for the, you know, deprivation of rights. And there's a lot of recalls happening with state governors and mm-hmm. county officials. And so that stuff could happen to our officials if they don't start being leaders instead of followers. They need to be the leaders they say they are. And they need to start doing things for the citizens and not waiting for permission. Sorry, that's just, you know, that's what needs to happen, okay? And I have a question for everybody. So if our government wants to protect us from this virus so much, can anybody answer why in a sanctuary state that they allow so many illegals in, unvetted, untested by any health standards? Do anybody have any idea what those folks are bringing in? It's not about the virus, folks. It's about control. That's just the way it is.
Which is the bottom line. My question's always been, where's, you know, in the last month, I have not heard anything from the open borders people.
They
used to be on what, daily? I don't hear anything for that. and that's something when somebody is running for office this time. Yeah. If they believe in open borders, can you explain why after this pandemic that's hit us? Why? Now, I will say that I do know some people that work on the border there, and they do test them for certain things, but, you know, how do you test, you know, all these people coming across the border for COVID-19? You can't do it. There is a real chink in the armor there, and I thoroughly agree with that. You know, having a sanctuary state, a sanctuary city opens you up to, you know, among other things, disease. Now, I see our county starting to take that first step, you know, getting this thing together so we can open up. You know, the northern region up here is different than the southern region. Would you agree? Is it?
Oh, absolutely. The population density, et cetera, that's always going to have mm-hmm. have an effect on, you know, viruses and spread rates and all that. So why did our county officials, so we've all been locked up for a while now, most of us, is there a reason they didn't start this reopening plan maybe a month ago? I don't know what they were doing.
I
think they're a little late on this.
Okay. I think that they need to move forward on this and quickly.
So the key here, folks, I go back to your individual rights. You need to what's called civil disobedience, okay? There are some brave folks around our country. They're opening up their businesses. They're just like, you know what? Sounds like we're going to break.
Well, we got about 15 seconds, man.
So, and there's a local barber that did the same. He's been open the whole time against the county recommendations. Yes, I won't give him his. I won't say
there's
the name.
There's a judo place that was in the paper yesterday that opened up. Said, hey, you know what?
Good.
It's been long enough.
Open up, folks.
Okay. Rich Gallardo. Hey, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, my gosh.
Or do you want them to?
Oh, yeah, rjgallardo@hotmail.com. And I want to thank Carl and the station here. This is an excellent local forum for regular citizens like me to air our grievances and try to educate our fellow citizens.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, and this is the first time I met Rich. He brought his son in here. Yeah, congratulations there. Okay, hey, we get back. Haven Humane and Mark Story.
Eased in some 20 states this week as President Trump urges a rapid but safe reopening of the country.
There's a hunger for getting our country back, and it's happening.
The president says things are moving along, and he encouraged governors to consider reopening schools before the summer to help parents go back to work.
I think you'll see a lot of schools open up, even if it's for a very short period of time. I think it would be a good thing.
Asked how he would advise state leaders, he said he wants the economy to be reopened rapidly but responsibly.
We want everyone to be safe.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
A temporary immigration freeze? Well, apparently a lot of people think it's a pretty good idea.
65% of all Americans support President Trump's temporary halt of nearly all immigration to halt the spread of coronavirus. A poll conducted by the University of Maryland and the Washington Post shows broad support of the president's action, with 6 in 10 people agreeing with it, including whites and non-whites, men and women, and all age groups.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. California Governor Gavin Newsom says there's a chance that some of the virus restrictions could be eased soon in his state.
We are just a few weeks away, not months away, from making measurable and meaningful changes to our stay-at-home order.
But Newsom is disturbed by images of packed beaches in Orange and Ventura counties last weekend. The governor calls it an example of what not to do if progress on defeating the virus is to continue in the coming weeks. There's concern over the nation's food supply chain as the coronavirus forces a closure of some meat and poultry processing plants. On Wall Street, stocks have turned lower. The Dow is down about 66 points. The S&P is off 12. The NASDAQ down 102 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
No recovery yet in global oil prices, with U.S. crude priced at roughly $11 per barrel.
BP's chief executive, Bernard Looney, said the industry had been hit by supply and demand shocks on a scale never seen before. That was reflected in a two-thirds drop in the company's profits. BP has suffered from lower energy prices and what it called demand destruction, the collapse in sales of fuel for aviation and road transport. Those factors continue to undermine the price of crude oil. The main United States price has fallen sharply once again, though not, as happened last week, to below zero. Analysts say the latest fall partly reflects investment funds selling oil to avoid repeating the losses caused by that episode.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. Germany's farmers, foresters and firefighters awaiting widespread rain in the forecast for this week, as a warm, dry spring has raised fears of a third summer drought in as many years. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Census Bureau wants more time to wrap up the once-a-decade headcount.
That could delay the divisive process of drawing new legislative districts. Redistricting could help determine what political party is in power, what laws pass or fail, and whether communities of color get a voice in their states. The census data guides that process, and a delay could postpone some primary elections. The Census Bureau wants to push back the deadline for turning over information to the states from the end of March 2021 to the end of July 2021. Congress must approve that. Keith Peters reporting.
What's the status of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un? President Trump says he knows, but he isn't saying. Kim has been out of public view for weeks now. That's led to widespread speculation that he could be seriously ill or even dead. Wall Street, the Dow down 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air here. 605-4567 is our phone number. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. And today, the 28th of April, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage for all of our frontline responders. It's your health, your choice. Look at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ashley, who's going to tell us what the weather's going to be at for the next week.
Happy National.
I have extra producers in here now.
Yeah. Say hi.
Hi.
Ooh, happy National Blueberry Pie Day. If you are thinking about getting a run in or some exercise or outdoor gardening, now is the time to do it because we are at 66 degrees and we are only going up from here. High of 92 degrees today, and we'll be getting some clouds tonight, overnight, into the morning. So we will have cooler temperatures tomorrow, but a beautiful sunrise. And we'll be cooling off throughout the week, 80 on Thursday, 81 on Friday, and back into the 70s on Saturday with a slight chance of showers.
Okay, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And I just want to say that Chuck Kenny, when he and I went fishing, we socially distanced ourselves from each other, but sometimes the fish, is that caught a fish that was so large that it took five of us to get it into the boat. Okay, maybe not, but it was a large fish.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brian Kinsey, who is that took us out, great guy. And he's a super fellow to be on the river with for several hours. I just thought I'd put that out there. Out there in the sunshine with the wind, you know, with the breeze and all this, staying safe, washing our hands, wearing mask. Okay, maybe didn't wear a mask. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And usually you hand me like a document with like 150 things written on it.
Yeah.
And things aren't quite like that right
now. Yeah, no. No, we're coming up on 6 weeks of this shelter in place. Friday.
Has it been that
Friday
long?
Will be 6 weeks. Yeah.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
So this is why when I say April 28th, I could say March the 56th then, right?
Exactly. I saw something today that said this leap year, February is 29 days, April, it was like 200, and May is 5 years. I thought that was pretty funny.
It's time to start opening up.
Yeah.
Do you think that Haven Humane, and I don't want to put you on a spot here, buddy, but do you think it's time for Haven Humane to be able to start opening up? I mean, you've got kind of a controlled atmosphere there.
We're going to be in line with what the city and the county does. So when the city and the county starts opening up more, we will. We have been not fully closed. So
that's true.
We've been doing some adoptions by appointment. We've been taking care of prescription meds for our clients at the hospital.
No elective surgery, spays?
We've been doing no surgery. We've only been doing prescription medications.
Okay.
We have been taking care of some sick and injured animals, mainly taking them to another vet because our hospital is closed. Yeah, so we've still been doing stuff, and then obviously our staff is there every day. We have staff there every day. We have a skeleton crew basically there every day, cleaning and feeding and socializing and walking and taking care of the animals and giving them that love and respect that they deserve.
You don't have to social distance yourself from the kitties and the dogs.
No.
Okay.
No, there's been no social distancing.
You know, I was surprised to hear the other day at Dr. Tenadon, mm-hmm. and she said that the same anesthesia in the same anesthesia machines that they use for animals, they use for people. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the ventilators. Mm-hmm. And so that they've had to kind of like, they've had to really stop while they're waiting to see, you know, if people needed that. And I found that interesting. I knew a lot of the same medicines. You know,
yeah, there's a lot of, between veterinary medicine and human medicine, there's a lot of similarities with equipment and medicines and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you are still taking in strays of people?
We're not taking in healthy strays.
Okay, you're not taking in healthy strays.
If somebody has an animal emergency, they can call 241-2550, listen to the messages, and then it will get you through to our answering service. That will get you to an officer that will respond to emergencies only. We're only able to respond to animal emergencies at this time.
Okay. And that's something, a dog's been hit or something like that, somebody's calling.
Yeah.
Like that.
And I do want to put out there, barking dogs are not emergencies. So we will get to that when the shelter in place is lifted.
If you have a wouldn't people call the police, say this dog's been barking for like 2 days instead of you?
That is not an emergency.
Okay. All right.
So, and all our officers would do anyway would be go out there and inform them of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it would become a citation, could become a citation that would go to the city.
Okay.
At that point. So,
so what impact has this had on you guys?
I try
to ask that to businesses and,
Well, significant. I mean, it's been a huge impact on us. You know, we're about ready to go into, we're going into kitten season, which means we're going to have a lot of kittens and we're not taking in strays. So that hurts. We're not able to open up our kitten nursery at this time just because of staffing issues, and running that around the clock is not possible right now. So we're concerned about that. Obviously, on top of that, we haven't been doing spays and neuters for the last, 5 weeks, almost 6 weeks. So, that's a concern as well. So, it's a problem that we have a lot of homeless animals as it is, and then not being able to spay and neuter for going on 6 weeks now, that definitely complicates an already complicated issue. So that alone has been an impact for us. For the animals that are in our care, we have been scheduling adoptions by appointment. So we have adopted some animals out. The staff has been fantastic in working with all the animals and keeping them all healthy and socialized and happy. So that hasn't really been as impactful as I thought it would have 5 weeks ago. In fact, I think that the animals are doing pretty good. They do want forever homes, obviously. They want to get out of the kennels.
Of course.
But they're living a pretty good life right now where they are with the staff taking care of them. Many staff members are coming in off their scheduled shifts to walk the dogs and play with the cats and do all that. So, the passion for what they do is still there for all the staff, whether they're on schedule or off schedule, which is great.
I imagine your volunteers miss this.
The volunteers are, chomping at the bit to come in.
Yeah.
And we miss them dearly. They wear these lime green shirts, and I tell you all the time that it's become my favorite color, and I miss our volunteers dearly. In fact, we were supposed to have our volunteer appreciation luncheon this past Saturday, and so the reminder popped up on my phone, and I was a little sad. I miss our volunteers. I always appreciate them, and that was the day when the managers make lunch for them and serve them lunch and everything. And so we're definitely going to do it. It's just going to be later in the year now, but I miss them, and we as a team, as a management team, are working on, what is reopening going to look like? Because, we've heard the term before, and I think it fits Haven very well, that it's not going to be a light switch on and off. It's going to be more of a dimmer. And so we're working as a management team to see what that looks like for us. How are we going to open? How are we going to stage, how are we going to stage the opening, and what are we going to do? Is it going to include, tape on the floor to keep the 6 feet spacing? Are we all going to be wearing masks? Are we going to let X amount of people in at a time? Are we going to lower the surgery schedules? We don't know what that looks like yet, so we're working on that. But We're anxious to get back to.
I think we're going to see a lot of movement here in the next 2 weeks.
I believe so too.
I really believe so. I mean, at the end of this week, it's going to be May 1st. I think Trump wants to start opening up the states. I think Newsom is probably seeing that there's areas like ours that could open up 2 weeks, 3 weeks sooner than LA and San Francisco and parts of San Diego. I think that we need to prepare to get this thing open again.
If I had to guess, I would guess Monday, May 18th would be a day where we would see some places start to reopen, which is, 3 weeks?
Okay. We've got to take a quick break. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. As you can imagine, this has been tough on them. They're there to take care of animals. That all the spay and neutering stopped 6 weeks ago. The adoptions have slowed way down. You can do it by appointment. And I want to talk about that when we get back about adoptions. Trying to keep the animals socialized is working, but not as well because as people are coming in off shift and volunteering their time, and you can't get the volunteers in there because of everything that's going on. And what's it going to look like when they come back? You know, how are we going to do this? But you have to kind of wait until you see what the rules are for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is just a wizard when it comes to finding you home insurance. When so many people had lost it due to the fires, as she was getting insurance for people, for their businesses, for their homes. And she's been helping people since 1993. Her financial division has been right in the middle of this roller coaster of the stock market and financial management, and have kept their cool and kept their arms around this also. So give them a call at 221-0441 for questions about either one of those. Like I said, she's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans, and has done just a great job. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Mark Story. 65 degrees out there and 8:16 in the morning.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus. We feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here. You ain't nothing but a
welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and if it's for doing dog songs, it's got to be Haven Humanes here. We'll probably do cat stuff later. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number, 820 in the morning. Here on the 28th, 65 degrees, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And River Commons Senior Living is bringing you this portion of the show. While they're not having personalized tours, you don't have to worry about if there's toilet paper. They have toilet paper. They have paper towels. You get three gourmet meals a day. There, it is for senior living, but it is not an assisted living facility. They're there, people have their pets there. They can, lock up their apartments, and they can go out and travel. Not so much now, but that's what it is. It's you worry less, smile more. River Commons, premier retirement community of Northern California. Give them a call at 238-5981 after this, and it's I've been locked down for 6 weeks. I've had it. I've had it with the plumbing. I've had it with the grass. I've had it with having to do everything here. I want to live in a place where somebody takes care of me. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and things have changed dramatically over there, of course, since they've been closed. But what we talked about is that adoptions are happening. Mm-hmm. So how do you adopt an animal?
So the easiest way is to go on our website, havenhumane.org, and there's a link to Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet. You can see some of our adoptable animals. It's kept as current as we can keep it. Right now it's difficult to do so. But if you see an animal that you are interested in adopting, dog or cat, then you can do one of two things. You can either message us on Facebook, private message us on Facebook with the animal name or ID number. The ID number is better, and say that you're interested in adopting. Or you can email at adoptions@havenhumane.org. It will come back with a "we're closed" automatic email response, but they will still get it, and our adoption counselors will get back to you either via email or Facebook. And at that point, we'll talk to you about, you know, what are your circumstances. There's also an application you can get off on our website and already have that filled out for the adoption application. And then our adoption counselors will talk to you and figure out if it's a good match, if the animal is still there, what you're looking for, how are they, do you have other animals, that kind of stuff.
If you have other animals, will it be a meet and greet?
Dogs, yeah. We'll have people bring cats in, but dogs, yes. There will be a meet and greet, and then we schedule the appointment. So our appointments are scheduled out an hour apart, so we only allow one person on campus at a time. And then we just go from there. So a lot of our adoptions right now are foster to adopt because they haven't been spayed and neutered yet, majority of them. So they'll be coming back, getting spayed and neutered. Hopefully before we reopen, we're going to kind of stage it so that our hospital can open back up and get all those foster adopts spayed and neutered.
When they start doing elective surgeries again, you can start doing spay and neutering then, right? Because that's one of the first things they're talking about opening up is elective surgeries.
They are for people. It's a little bit different. So we're not sure how that's going to work yet. So we are working on...
I've seen your facility, and it's really sterile in there. I mean, it's just an operating room.
It is. Yeah, the operating room is sterile, but there's not a whole lot of options for social distancing when they're working in there. So we are looking at, are we going to be able to do that? But we're hoping that we can get the space and use for our foster adopts done. Those will be priority.
Okay.
And basically, they just take the animal home into foster adopt status. They'll bring it back, drop it off in the morning, and pick it up in the afternoon. It'll be altered, spayed or neutered, and then the adoption's final. So
the this is kind of a two-edged sword right now, because people have a lot of time on their hands. And again, you know, I'd really like to have a dog or a kitty, but then they go back to work. So
right,
is this something you counsel people about?
That's, yeah, absolutely. That's one thing that we're talking to them about, is making sure that they have the time after when they do go back to work. To do that. And our adoptions right now are $25. So for cats or dogs, it's $25 to adopt. So, and that includes, obviously, spay, neuter, microchip, current on vaccinations, all that stuff. So all the normal stuff for $25. So we definitely want people to adopt and we have done quite a few adoptions. But again, like you said, that is a concern that I have, is that, you know, you see these newscasts, and it's great with all these shelters that have emptied their shelter and they've done 140 adoptions and all this stuff. But what they're not showing is how many of those animals are coming back because they weren't the perfect fit. And so I would rather do a lower number of adoptions and have fewer returns to make sure that those animals are going to their forever homes.
Absolutely.
I think that's more important.
Because I think, you know, people are bored and they, you know, you know what? I'm bored and I really, you know, it's a good time to get a dog so I can bond with them and all that. And then they do it for 4 weeks. And then, hey, you're back and you're going to have to work, you know, from 8 to 5. And you don't have anything set up to take care of that animal.
Well, the good thing is if you are looking to get a pet, it, like you said, it is the perfect time to get one because you can get that bonding, which is great. So you get that bonding in. The important thing is during that time, you're working on, okay, when I go back to work, I work 8 to 5. What is my plan going to be? Am I going to crate and come home at lunch and let them out?
Yeah.
Do I have a spot in the yard where they're safe? You know, do I have somebody here during the day? You know, whatever the plan is, but make sure you have a plan. I think that bonding, though, is really, really important. I know for myself, it takes me about 2 hours and I'm in love and there's no way I'm bringing an animal back. So, I never have understood people that have animals for years and bring them back and say, yeah, they just don't fit our lifestyle anymore.
How do you,
I don't understand that, but I never will.
What do you recommend for, how do you bond with an animal?
Just spend time with it. But
is there things that you can do to kind of like...
Yeah, play with them. It depends.
Do you need to establish dominance?
No, it depends on the animal. It depends on the animal. And that's the thing. I think your expectations when you adopt any animal, whether it's... hopefully it's from a shelter. Your expectations need to be very vague. So and what I mean by that is if you want a dog that's going to play fetch the whole time, but it doesn't play fetch, it's going to take a while for you to teach it how to play fetch. So you have to be patient with it. Maybe that dog just likes to sit and snuggle with you. Maybe it doesn't. You know, maybe it likes to play with toys. Okay, great. Let's find a toy. You need to find what motivates that animal, whether it's a dog or a cat, and use that as your bonding experience. And let them kind of decide how they want to do it. I mean, you don't have to establish dominance. The animal's going to understand that you're in charge just by the nature of, okay, you're providing the food. So, you know, that's a good thing. You don't want them to get away with a bunch of stuff, right? You don't want them going to the bathroom in the house and stuff. And there's ways
you don't want them snarling at you. You don't want them
nipping
at you.
And there's ways to get around that without having to be negative with them. What you need to do is you need to praise them for the positive things that they do. Like if they go to the bathroom outside, you give them a treat, reward them, tell them, good boy, you know, good girl, great job, and really get excited for them. Don't do it when they go outside and they don't go to the bathroom, because then you've just destroyed all that progress you've made. You only got to do it when they go to the bathroom. If they do something you don't like, they grab a sock or whatever, and you take the sock, you tell them no, and you take the sock away. If you see them playing with a toy, tell them good dog. because now you've rewarded the good behavior that you want. You haven't punished them for the bad behavior. You've just said no to let them know, okay, that's not good. I played with a toy. I got a treat or an attaboy. That's good. And it just – they're all learned behaviors. And the great thing with dogs especially is, you know, they learn pretty quick with that, especially if they're treat motivated. They learn very quickly what's good and what's bad. Doesn't mean they're not going to test you. You know, it's part of their nature, but they learn pretty quickly. And you can completely teach a dog using positive reinforcement. And that's what we use at Haven, is positive reinforcement with the animals.
Little clickers.
Well, clickers, but clickers is just a marker. I mean, it can be a good boy. And that's the same thing. It serves the same purpose as a clicker. The clicker just reinforces that. Click to mark it. So you're basically marking that they've done a good deed, and then you're going to treat them, which is their reward for it. So it's just a marker. But a marker can be yes or...
It's funny that when we got Elk Killer, that trying to get her to go outside, that when she pooped outside, I got, you know, I was, oh, good girl and all this. And to this day, 11 years later, she comes up after doing that outside up to me, and her tail's wagging, she's happy and all this, because this is, you know, this is kind of like, yeah, you
it's
know,
learn, it's a learned behavior.
And it's funny because it started 11 years ago. And so it's very positive for her, because I try to give her positive reinforcement on it.
Yep.
Okay, 8:30. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, the emergency surgery is open. Yes, that is going on all the time. I believe elective surgeries is going to be one of the first things that's going to open up, because there's been a lot of people waiting to get that hip replaced or that knee or your wrist fixed and all these others. And when it happens, you have to remember is that Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars in targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, that's a big thing, that includes infections, heart failure, and hip knee replacements, all of these very high scores at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your care, it's your health, it's your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Story. 65 degrees out there, 8:31 in the morning.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one the waggly tail. How much is that dog in the window?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 65 degrees out there, and 8:35 in the morning here on the 28th. I want to talk about SST Oil. SST Oil has been one of those groups of people that they're keeping gasoline, kerosene, diesel, jet fuel for the aircraft and firefighters out there. They run consistently throughout all the western United States. It's an employee-owned company. They've been here in our city for, gosh, over 52 years. Oh, gosh, it's going on 53 years right now. 53 years SST Oil's been here. And I deal with them on a regular basis. We have a CFN, a fueling card, that's good at over 60,000 different places in the United States. And one of them was in the middle of the Nevada desert at 11 o'clock at night in a very, very small, it's not even a town. It's not even a village. It just was like a store. And I was able to get gas with that CFN card, which got us out of the Nevada desert in the middle of the night. This is just some of the things that SST Oil does. It's a great company that supports our community. Haven Humane, they're out there. And so you can give them a call at 241-1167 if you're interested in a CFN cards or a Toyo water heater, or if you're a driver and you're looking for a great job. Give them a call, 241-1167. If you don't have a lot of experience, they will train you. SST Oil. I'm here with Mark Story from Haven Humane, the CEO from Haven Humane. We've talked about adopting animals. Mm-hmm. And some now, you know, people are running into probably at this point food problems for their animals because it's coming down to the food for their family or food for their animals. Should that be an emergency for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it should. And the last thing we want is for somebody to feel like they have to surrender an animal because they can't put food in their bowl. So we do have a feeding program to help with that. Again, Facebook is going to be the best way to get in touch with us for that. You can just show up at the gate, but be patient because somebody may or may not see you for a while because the gates are closed. So don't just come on in. But Facebook message us if you need food for your animals. We will provide that for you during this time. Also, if you need food, human food and animal food, because we're providing the animal food, contact 211. 211 has been doing a great job in our community, making sure that the people that need it are getting fed. We have been supplying the dog and cat food for them to help out as well. So 211 would be your first option. If it's just for your animals and you need to kind of cut out the middleman on that, then just contact us directly. We'll make sure we help out.
I've seen people pick up 50-pound bags of food for their, you know, for their animals before. It's not always that big, but you know. So, but don't give up your animals because of the food problems.
Yeah,
and if you're having food problems, just like Mark said, 211, because we've got a variety a variety of agencies out there, mainly private, you know, private non-governmental agencies that are out there to help. And they deliver food. If you can't, you know, if you can't get to the stores, you know, that maybe you don't want to go to the stores because you fall into a group that may be, more susceptible to this flu, this virus, that people will go up and pick it up for you. Many of the stores some of the stores will deliver, or you can call in like Orchard Nutrition, make your order. Pay for it over the phone, drive up, they'll come in, they'll put it in the trunk of your car. I mean, you know, so you don't even have to get out.
There are options, there are resources, and if you call 211, even if you don't qualify for 211, I would imagine they're going to give you some other options as well. So, you know, don't think that you're in this alone. The community is here to help out. And like I said, the last thing that we want is somebody to feel like they need to give up an animal because they just can't feed it anymore. We'll help with that during this time. So, again, private messages on Facebook is the easiest. And that way we know you're coming and we'll have some food ready for you. We have had some people donate some food, and that food goes directly towards this program. We feed the animals in the shelter a different food that we get. So the food that is donated goes through this program. And I want to thank all those folks that have dropped off food.
What are you looking
for?
What kind of food are you looking for?
So it doesn't matter. Because we rebag it all anyway. We put it into, I don't know what they are, 2-gallon plastic bags, and we give those out. So we bag it up, and we put dog food in.
Maybe I saw the 50-pound bags being delivered. Maybe that was.
Yeah, we have them delivered, and then we rebag it
and
give it to folks. So right now we're okay on food. We have our feeding program where we normally have it, where it costs them $3 and they get bags of food and they come in. I mean, it's, you know, a lot more than $3 worth. And the reason that we charge them that, is because people were taking advantage of the program in the past. They'd come in and they'd carful, basically take all of our food. So now we track it, and that $3 goes back into the feeding program. So we did have some money into it, and so all of that money is being utilized to help out right now. So we're not charging anybody for these bags of food right now.
Which leads us to the next thing. So many events have been canceled.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, not just the Red Bluff Roundup, not just the Reading Rodeo, not just the Cool April Nights, but so many other events that have been, that are there to raise funds for our groups of people like Haven Humane, One Safe Place, all these other groups that will have an event once a year to make, you know, to make the money to be able to, you know, to give out scholarships to like Safari Club International that helps, that gives out 2 to 3 scholarships every year to people going, or to kids going off to college. And, you know, so they've had to cancel their event. And not cancel, but at least move it back, like many have. This has impacted on you already.
Yeah, we canceled Pet Fest, which is our big open house and carnival event at Haven. So we've canceled that. We also canceled our Doggy Dash, which is a fundraiser, and it's our 5 and 10K run that we do at Turtle Bay. We're pretty bummed about that. As of right now, and I'm hopeful that it's still going to go on, we have our Putt for Paws golf tournament July 10th, so hopefully we're out of this and we can at least be in a position where we can do our golf tournament July 10th. That will be a Riverview. So we're looking forward to that, and that information should be on our website and our Facebook, and we'll be pushing that as soon as we reopen. We'll definitely pushing that hard to get golfers out there and sponsors for that event, because I think that'll be I'm hopeful that July 10th we'll be able to do that.
I think you should try it this year instead of trying to have the highest score. I think it should be for the quickest person through.
It's that's actually your problem with golf right there. It's actually the lowest score that wins, not the highest score. And if it were in fact the highest score, I think you would have been in contention last year.
My team was right in there for that, and not only that, but
you did it in 15 holes too. That's amazing.
No, I went the whole 18. It just we didn't play.
That's right.
This next year though, we're going to do in 15, and we make that turn. We're going straight up to the clubhouse because by the time we got in, y'all had already given out half the prizes.
Well, you were the last team in.
Well, that's where we started.
By a lot.
Okay. No, because we
it's
were
a
out
shock,
there.
It's a shotgun start, but so everybody starts at the same time.
Yeah, well, okay. But
every golfer's going,
well,
really,
the only thing is that Mark Story's bowling score is lower than his golf score. So when you think about that.
No, actually, it's
It's about the same.
Actually, it's why about, is it, why it's is about it, the same.
It's about the same, yeah.
Actually. Hey, why I'm thinking it, about it going,
why is it when you're trying to fall asleep, your dog says, hey, now that you're trying to fall asleep, I hope you don't mind if I give my entire body a quick lick. It should only take 20 to 30 minutes.
Was that in the chat room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, right now, I'm seeing memes about, you know, the quarantine all the time and, you know, pictures of dogs sitting on couches looking out windows and people saying, now I understand. Now I understand why they get so excited when they see somebody outside.
God, I'm seeing something.
Yeah. You know, I have had more cuddle time with my dog in the last 6 weeks. It's been great. But, yeah, and you can tell. The animals can tell, too. The animals can tell that we're frustrated and we're ready to be gone. They're not ready for us to be gone, but, you know, they can tell. You know, my dog's been pretty stressed out, missed a couple of meals just because she's stressed because she could tell that I'm worried about work or something. And but, yeah, it's, you know, it affects our animals too, you know.
Well, that was what, you know, one of the things that Dr. Kennett was saying was, you know, now that you're going out and doing your 10Ks of walking, you know, trying to get out of the house, that you've got to work your dogs into that. They can't go out and get in right immediately into a six-mile walk.
Well, yeah. I can tell you that Dr. Tennant might be running 10Ks, but I'm not running 10Ks. 10 meters?
10 meters.
Maybe.
Go for 100-yard walk.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by a business that's not open, and we've already been talking about them, Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, you know, you're saying May 18th. My appointment is May 1st. So I hope that the county gets itself going so I can go in there and get my hair cut.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure that's going to make it. I may have to reschedule. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. So when they open, they'll be ready to be bringing people in and social distance them that way. You give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. I can catch up on all the reading.
You'll need to take the braids out so they can cut it.
I tell you what, it gets a little bit longer, and you're going to see man buns starting here. Okay, hey, we'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning, the 28th of April, and it's like 66 degrees out there.
Right by with my tail in the air. Great catch, John, I'm a feeling Casanova. Garbage can.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Tuesday the 28th of April, 8:49 in the morning here, 65 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Tomorrow, our guest is Dr. Andrew Bogan. He was one of the group from Stanford, and I think they also had some people from USC. They did a study on the coronavirus about how many people really have this, what's the impact on this, and I just received another email for him. And their tests, of course, are the seroprevalence in Santa Clara County, as well as recent results from similar studies in L.A. and New York and around the world. And so we're going to talk about that. Some of the things we're going to talk about are how many people really had this disease, the differences between an antibody test and a virus test, a reported cases, a realistic measure of the true number of infections so far. Is the infection fatality rate really 1 to 3% like Dr. Fauci says? This is just some of the things we're going to address tomorrow from a scientific point of view, from studies that are being done. If you have questions, please get into our chat room and ask them. There's going to be a lot of information passed tomorrow concerning COVID-19 and the new studies being done. But I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane right now. It's getting hot. It's 93 degrees, Mark, and we've got to start warning people because now that people are off, even though they're staying inside, sometimes now they're, maybe they want to go, they do have to go shopping, and they take their animals with them and leave them in the car.
Yeah, don't. Just don't bring your animals when it's hot like today. Leave them at home. If you see an animal in a car, please go inside and see if they'll make an announcement trying to get people to come out. You can call 241-2550. You're going to get to our answering service because that would be an emergency call. And one of our officers will respond as well. When you do that, make sure that it is hot and make sure that they're not parked in the shade and the windows aren't down. There's not water in the car. If the dog is in distress or the animal's in distress, then absolutely call. If the animal's not in distress, then try and go inside and see if we can get them to take care of it.
If the car's on, the air conditioning is on, and they're listening to Journey, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, don't call.
Don't do that. But because 93, now how long does it take from 93?
5, 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes is up
in the sun. Oh, yeah. It's going to be well into the hundreds. Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't take long at all. So, at 80 degrees, it takes 10 minutes to be pretty close to 100 or more. So, again, look to see if it's in distress. One of the things right now is there's not a whole lot of places that are open where you're going to be in there for more than 10 minutes. Grocery store would be an exception. So if you go to the grocery store or Costco or Walmart or somewhere like that, they might be in there for a little while longer. So
I have not been to Walmart. Have other people been to Walmart?
Have you not been to Walmart?
I have had to wait in line, believe it or not, in Trader Joe's and a couple of times. Safeway twice. And not lately, though.
Yeah.
So, there was a woman that came in there yesterday. Either she's blind or something, but I stopped to pick up you know, one of those little baskets right there in the front, and she comes in and bumps into me.
Yeah.
And then she, I mean, it's like, she says, oh, no, it's just so bright outside, I can't see. And then she bumped into, like, three other things, and now the security was following her.
Yeah, I don't know if that was.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But
yeah, just, you know, even though you think, oh, I'm just going to be in and out, you never know. So don't bring your pets with you in the car. It's just never a good idea.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I stopped at the rest stop up at Rogue River just to get rid of my lunch trash. And I got out of the car and shut the door because I had my little dog with me, and deposited my trash and turned around, and she had stepped on the lock on the door and locked me out, and the car was running. And so as a warning to people,
have a second set of keys if you're going to leave the car running with the dog in it. That is absolutely great advice.
You know, it's kind of like a three-year-old that'll lock you out.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can reason with a three-year-old, sometimes not. But the dog, you know, doesn't know. They don't have opposable thumbs.
So, Roberta, did you have to get...
I did everything I could to get her to step on that particular spot again and unlock it, but no. She couldn't do it. So anyway, I had to call a tow truck and wait. So anyway,
that's a good point.
Have a great warm day.
You know,
thank you.
Because you want to take care of your pup.
Yeah.
So, hey, Roberta, thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, the people with tow truck and oh gosh.
So we talked about fundraisers,
yeah.
And one thing that we do every month is we do our Second Tuesday Dining. And obviously right now, Second Tuesday Dining is questionable every Second Tuesday because nobody's dining in. But Dine Out is still an option. And this in May 12th, we've partnered with Carlene's. Now, Tina and I had some Carlene's a few days ago and got some takeout. It's fantastic food. So that'll be May 12th. So, you know, they are open for takeout, so please call and support them. And they've offered to give a portion of the proceeds to us. I'm not sure if that's going to happen still right now. With them hurting just like everybody else is. But they are one of our partners, and so we want to support them. So please, don't just wait till May 12th. Please support our local restaurants. Carlene's is, you know, they do so much for this community. So please order out and get some food. And you know, we have so many great restaurants in this town that are all – They don't just serve food. They give back to our community on a daily basis. And so please support those places. But Carlene's May 12th, but please support all the way through. Yeah, Deja Vu, so many others.
The Sandwichery right here, La Cabana across the street. Maxwell's has moved their operations to Little Max.
Yes.
I think the post office is still open from the Hearth. These are just places around here, and we try to go to a different one. Usually we don't buy lunches, but during this time frame, we've been buying lunches at different places.
And you know, Jersey Mike's, I know Jersey Mike's is a chain, but they are local and they're locally owned, and Jersey Mike's Bev gives so much to this community. So, you know, we got some Jersey Mike's the other day, so please support some of those places if you're able to do it. If you're not, they understand, but if you can, please do so because they support us and support this community and
deserve it. On Friday, we have two local restaurants here, Cleary's and Country Kitchen, Robbie Cleary and Lynn Moss, and the impact this has had on them and why, you know, when they've shut down and what they're having to face when they open up again.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be a very interesting show, but, you know, restaurants are tough businesses anyway.
Yeah,
even when you got a great reputation,
absolutely.
You've turned all your people loose. And now you've got to get them back, and now you've got to bring it back up. So, but under these new restrictions, it could make it really hard for people. I can't wait to hear what they're going to say. Both of them, experts in this, and they're going to talk about really everything that all the restaurants are facing.
The other thing that I want to talk about, which is different, that's obviously a different track, but lost and found. So if you lose or you find an animal, right now we're not taking in healthy strays. We just don't have the ability right now. But what we are doing is we're helping people find, reunite with their owners. So take pictures, provide pictures if you lost an animal, give as much information as you can, and message us on Facebook. We have people that are watching Facebook all the time, and we are going to cross-post that, give you any information we have, and we've been they're uniting a lot of animals with their owners via the Facebook and through social networking, so which has been great. So we greatly appreciate it, and we know it's an inconvenience for you folks. Believe me, we want to be open and running fully just as much as you guys do. So.
You know, and if you haven't had your dog or cat chipped, you might want to think about that when you get back, you know, after this is over.
Yes.
Get your dog chipped. Elk Killer's been chipped. Not that she gets more than, like, 30 feet from the front door.
Right.
But sometimes
it only happens once.
The other day she took off and was running down the street, down the sidewalk.
It just takes once.
And but this is a way of getting it back, because if the animal control, if Haven Humane picks them up, the first thing they do is they check for a chip.
Correct.
And if it's there, they'll just bring them right back to you. So
yeah,
think
that's
about
exactly
that.
Right.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much. I know this has really been tough.
Thank you.
Guys.
It's been tough on everybody, and we're hoping that we're helping as much as we can with this community. And I want to thank our team, and especially all the team that's on social media and that aren't able to come in. Well, we really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks again, buddy. Usually on Tuesdays, Mark and I go out for breakfast afterwards. It's going to be a little bit more difficult today. I guess we could just lay out on the grass someplace. But again, tomorrow, Dr. Andrew Bogan talking about the studies from Santa Clara, L.A., New York, and from out the world about COVID-19. Is it as serious as we thought? Is the death, is the fatality rate as bad as we thought? I think it's going to be a lot of information tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Remember to social distance yourself, and remember our social contract with each other. Take care of each other. That makes you a good guy.
And I'll keep the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.